exactly is Senator Paul calling for? Well, here's specifically what he said.
My plan is to create economic freedom zones in distressed areas all over the country, including my home state of Kentucky, which will leave more money in the hands of the people who earn it. In economic freedom zones, we'll cut income and business taxes to a single flat rate of 5%. We'll cut payroll taxes for employers and employees, so folks will go home with more money in their paychecks. Burdensome, job-killing regulations will be removed, and business will expand. Economic freedom zones won't pick winners and losers. The money will go to businesses that consumers have already voted for.
So the economic freedom zone sounds like a pretty good idea. The only problem is the very last thing the senator says there about the zones not picking winners and losers. And that is not entirely true. I'll tell you why after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. When Senator Rand Paul calls for an economic freedom zone, look, I understand what the senator is trying to do. Create micro-laboratories where the power of low taxes, school choice, and economic freedom can thrive. But consider this. Most cities that suffer from economic hardships do so not just because of overtaxation and limits on opportunity, though that's included, but also because of much bigger problems. Problems like high crime, corrupt local government, and a whole host of issues that would actually prevent people from picking up their families and moving to these areas simply for lower payroll and income taxes. But if picking cities like Detroit ultimately does not bring about economic growth because of all the other problems other than taxation, then freedom ideas are considered failing ideas. Wouldn't it be better to call for an economic freedom zone called the United States of America? That's push for equality of opportunity for every American. You can check me out online for stories that affect your liberty at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from Whiteout Studios Central on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to compare two places for you, and they both end in A. Alaska and India. Now, in Alaska, they have some cities of some size, but most of Alaska is pretty remote. It's pretty wild still. And they have a lot of predators. They have a lot of predators, primarily bears, that being the big dog, and a lot of wildlife. India is a little bit like Alaska. It's a bigger country. It's a big country. They have areas like Mumbai and such that are metropolitan, but most of the country is third world, literally third world. Where in Alaska, for some people, they want to go that way. They like the rustic route. In India, there's not a whole lot of choice. In Alaska, they are a permitless carry state. So you can carry whatever you want to carry. I mean, Alaskan law enforcement presumes everybody they walk up on is armed. If you have broken the law and you're armed, of course, if you get caught that way, you're in big trouble. But you can walk around armed. So if you're partaking in that rustic lifestyle, if you choose to, you can be armed. In India, not so much so. They currently still exist under the Arms Act of 1959 and the Arms Rules of 1962. Which prohibits the sale, manufacture, possession, acquisition, import, export, and transport of firearms and ammunition unless under a license, and that is a stringent process. To get the license, you have to be a person, especially if you have a government position, who faces immediate danger or threats, family members of such people, and a person whose occupation by nature involves open threats and danger. Exceptions are defense officers who are allowed to keep firearms without licenses under the defense service rule until they complete their service, and for professional shooters, whatever that is. I don't know what a professional shooter is. Is that like Jerry Michalik or Rob Latham? So, in order to exercise the same thing in the same type of environment in India as they do in Alaska, well, you wouldn't be in those places in the first place if you weren't one of those persons in India. Firearms, of course, you want firearms in areas like that to defend yourselves, right? They're actually real in remote areas. They're actually really truly tools, unless you run up against a bad person. But most of the time, in those areas, you're not going to run up against that. You're more likely to run up against nature. Which brings us to Lucknow, India. Right now in Lucknow, India, there is a tigress roaming that has killed the 10th person in 6 weeks. Their latest victim, the latest victim of this tigress was a 50-year-old man who was collecting firewood, like you would in Alaska. The tigress had eaten the man's legs and abdomen by being scared off by other villagers who could only run at the tigress with shovels and rods. In Alaska, they collect firewood. And if they want to, they can carry whatever they can carry and manage to protect themselves. If a bear decides to come and snack on your face in Alaska, they can kill the bear. And then they will probably utilize the bear's carcass. Now, a bear, like a tiger, if you go at a bear with a shovel, well, I don't know how much he's going to pay attention to that. Likewise with a tiger. A few sticks are not going to stop an animal of that size. Hunting rifle, on the other hand, is another thing altogether. But in India, you have to be a professional hunter. Now, in Lucknow, they've hired a band of professional hunters, of which half only showed up. And they're trying to eliminate this cat, but so far that cat has eluded them and continues to snack on villagers. But in Alaska, if your neighbor watches a bear jumping on you, he's probably going to pull up a weapon as soon as that bear rears up. End him. Because the bear is very likely going to try to eat you. This tigress has been witnessed by many villagers. And it's very hard long range to project a shovel or a rod. This isn't a matter of... tyranny is everywhere. Tyranny is everywhere. However, what we're talking about right now are animals eating people. This is an absolute... And this is where they would like for us to be. Okay? They want us thrown back to those dark ages. They want us to go after the beast with torches and pitchforks. If the Indians in this particular region, if the indigenous people of India, in Lucknow, India, were armed like they are in Alaska instead of, say, Washington, D.C., they wouldn't be prey for wild animals looking out for a snack, would they? Oh, the utility of the gun, I just love it. Coming out of California. In California, they have their own Department of Justice, where we have the best-looking Attorney General in the United States, let me tell you, Kamala Harris. And they have an approved list of approved handguns that are allowed to be sold in California. And they're dumping them right now, as of January 28, 2014, or since then. There's 28 handgun models in common use throughout the rest of America and in California up to that time that have been taken off the rolls. Of those, 22 are manufactured by Smith & Wesson. Tastes like chicken, Jay. When we get back from the next break, we're going to look at this for exactly what it is. I mean, this is what micro-stamping is. This is the whole hedge behind everything. This is going against the people of California. This is a very veiled attempt. And it's not even really well veiled. It's quite transparent, actually. To ban semi-automatics in California. That's what they want to do. They want to ban them. And they'll continue doing this until they get challenged on it, which is what all politicians do. They will do whatever they can do until they get challenged on it, until they get, and it's not just challenged, they've got to be beaten. They've got to be beaten. Now, I was talking about yesterday that Mike Hammonds would be joining us today. That's Thursday. That's tomorrow. Mike Hammonds tomorrow. Got my days wrong because I'm seeing snow and I'm stunned. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
More pounding from the blunt object.
Welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Are you getting hammered like I am right now?
No, actually, it's 29 degrees overcast. There's another weather report from Nashville. Anyway, I was listening to your report about the problems that the Indians are having with the tiger.
Yeah.
And, did you know that I think another name for the Bengal tiger is Khan, which is a dynasty. That's an emperor.
Yes.
So literally, I'd be surprised if even the licensed hunters would kill a tiger in India because of their belief in reincarnation. You know, that's probably a little higher than a human being.
Well, they would have to break them in from out of town, probably.
Well, it's also interesting. I know this is gun talk, but with millions and millions of people starving, do you think you might eat a rat?
If necessary.
Well, they've got more rats than people in India, and to them they feed them food that they need for themselves. They'll feed the rats because that's the little reincarnated whatnot, you know. They're in the temple, so they must be holy. It's a messed up world we're living in, Bill. You know, this tiger that just ate somebody's child or somebody's relative may have been their uncle or their aunt or their grandpa. And I'm really not poking fun at, yeah, I am, pluralism, the reincarnation and man becoming an animal and vice versa. But it's an amazing thing. California will get what it deserves when they, you know, the old axiom of when you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. I've said it before, when they tell me I can't, I must.
Well, California, they're going to try to do it the gradual, civilized way. There's a big lawsuit starting there. Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Glock, and the Second Amendment Foundation have brought suit. And those three being involved, I mean, Smith & Wesson and Ruger are the two biggest publicly traded gun companies in the United States. Glock, I don't know where they stand in the hierarchy as far as Fortune 500, but, you know, I'm just presuming they're pretty big, too. So they brought some money to the game.
Well, isn't Glock, Belgium?
Austrian, but Glock has a U.S. subsidiary in Smyrna, Georgia.
Well, I'm wondering if how the Austrian gun laws are. Are they allowed to have guns in Austria, or would you...
I don't know how the Austrian gun laws are. Now, Gaston Glock has come out publicly and stated, I don't care if gun control is enacted in the U.S. because I've got law enforcement. So, as far as the company itself, and I mean, the American side, the Smyrna, Georgia place, they don't like it very much when their big boss comes out and says stuff like that. But as far as the, you know, Gaston Glock started out as a curtain rod maker. As far as whatever the curtain rod maker says, I, you know,
well,
he's not exactly on my side of the fence on the argument. Let me put it that way.
It's amazing. You know, Caltech started out making parts for the space industry, and when it's slow, they decided to make guns. Others have made sewing machines and bicycles and wound up making guns. So, you know, I guess what we need to do, Bill, is actually learn a little bit of metalworking and tool and die and figure things out for ourselves. Couldn't hurt.
No, it couldn't. I mean, guns, some of these guys got into guns primarily because... Have you ever taken a revolver apart?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Not all the way down. I have some, but not all the way. Nothing much more than the grips and the cylinder. That's about it for me on a revolver.
Well, my youngest son just completed his gunsmith training, and I watched him take apart a revolver. And a revolver is put together like a very nicely well-done Swiss watch with all kinds of mechanical movements, no quartz now. This is all based upon metal hitting metal and a fine orchestrated dance inside the revolver. I think the reason all of these guys segued back when they did it back in the old days is because guns are really the first thing that was ever produced in mass manufacturing with Remington. They were the first ones to actually start that whole, you know, without Remington there would be no Henry Ford. So it's a, you know, a little interesting story to consider far as these guys that came to it.
I've looked at them before, and when you get some, sometimes you can't even find the screws to disassemble if it's done properly.
Yes.
I have looked at them, and I've got them down just about, and then I look and I say, what in the world have we got going on here? Just under the grips to me is amazing.
Yep. A guy who knows how to take apart a revolver is, that's like watching an artisan who's building something or redoing something because it is so intricate and such a detailed thing. And taking it apart is nearly as important as putting it back together. Because if you take it apart wrong, things can go wrong that way too. So,
And if you go from a Magnum, like a 22 mag to a 22 long in a little handgun, you got to retime it.
Yep.
If you don't retime it, you're going to have problems. And I had no idea. I was going to buy a cylinder for my little North American Arms, and the guy said, well, you better send it back to us. You're going to have to time it, or you're going to kill yourself.
Yep. So.
All right. Look, I appreciate it, but I'm like you. I pray I'm wrong, but it is just a matter of time, Bill. Would they raise the debt ceiling again?
I'll tell you why I feel this way before you go, and I'd like your opinion on this. I look at things the way they are right now, and I look at what the country is supposed to be as a republic, and I look where we actually are. And I say to myself, most of that stuff is so compromised, and they're never going to give it up willingly. And the final nail in the coffin would be guns, in my opinion. Because if they take those away, then, there's really nothing we can do to fight back. They've done it very insidiously. They've been very quiet about it, and we've been asleep at the helm.
Actually, many of us haven't, but yes, incrementalism. I first heard that term probably 20 years ago. Talk host here in Nashville was talking about incrementalism. I had no clue what he meant. Then when I found out what he meant, all of a sudden I'm like, you know, this guy, he's on the money. He wasn't here very long because he actually had Constitution Wednesday, and he had constitutional scholars from university level come on and teach the Constitution. He talked about incrementalism and the Delphi technique, and then all of a sudden he's gone. You know, his wife, and I don't want to get into the conspiracy part of it, but... You know, his wife and his child get in an accident, and then he's gone and he's quiet. I found him on the internet. He says, leave me alone. So basically, this is what it is. What I see happening, Bill, is that with the economy, that's going to be what triggers it.
Yeah.
Because these people, both sides, Republicans and Democrats, they didn't raise the debt ceiling. They just suspended the spending limits.
Right.
So... And the only reason that you can say that they did that, they're saying, well, Boehner's stupid. We got to quit spending more than we take in and more than we make. And you can't borrow yourself out of debt. And that's all true. And I wish he would have said no. But if they don't allow it, then this whole house of cards comes crumbling down. And they're just trying to keep the game going on, keep it going on. These people don't understand that they're in debt more. $1 trillion in debt and $1,000 bills, Bill, is a stack 60 miles high. And we're not in trouble yet, okay? We're still solving. We're coming out of this. You know, if you believe that...
Hang on, John, to the other side. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Things my mind, it just can't believe it's short, wasting away.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday morning where the snow is a-falling. At Whiteout Central, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to John in Tennessee.
Well, you know, I know, man, I talk a mile a minute, believe it or not. There was a time when I was shy. But I'm thinking, Bill, $1 trillion in $1,000 bills, about 6.5 inches long. If you put them end to end, it would circle the earth 18 times. Now that's $1 trillion. That's a billion $1,000 bills, 18 times around the earth. And we're admittedly, they're admitting like $17 trillion in debt. Mm-hmm. So at what point do these people expect us to believe that we're still solvent as a nation? When are we broke? Will we ever be broke? Not as long as we allow them to digitize. They're not even printing anymore. Just work the keyboard and give me another $1 trillion, won't you? I mean, think about this. We're broke. We've been broke. Go ahead.
I've looked at when I was doing a general political talk show, John, I looked at all this stuff. And that's why when this opportunity came, I said, I'll go where there's going to be something effective that can be done. And, the way I try to quantify it back when it was $15.6 trillion, $15.6 trillion in $100 bills palletized to a on a standard pallet, which is a 4x4 pallet. If it's stacked chest high on an average, 5'10" man,
right?
You can take those pallets and spread them out over the same area, roughly the size of the base, of one of the World Trade Center buildings, the original one. And then to get to $15.6 trillion, you would have a stack of money that was taller than both of the World Trade Center buildings stacked on top of each other, with a big pile of money left on the side.
And that's what's amazing, is people will believe what they want to believe. They've, you know, not only have they heaped unto themselves preachers having itching ears, they've heaped unto themselves news talkers or news readers. And the whole idea of anything as far as journalism or understanding or honesty in the media outside of what you're doing and what RBN's doing and a couple other websites, it's ridiculous to believe that you're getting the truth anywhere except through your own ability to reason. And it doesn't take a lot. You know, if I made $100,000 a year and I spent $150,000 a year, I could do that for a couple of years. And if I continued to do it, they'd knock on my door and they'd say, John, what do you think you're doing here, boss? Well, nothing. Well, come with me because we're taking you to jail. You're writing checks for things, money you don't have. You're spending money you don't have. You're collapsing and destroying companies that are taking your bad checks and you're not returning the product. And here we are. They're doing it. The government is saying, hey, the sun's out today, folks. And there's a five-alarm tornado with 1,000 strikes of lightning every 2 seconds, and we're believing that the sun's out. It's a rosy day. Isn't it a beautiful day in the neighborhood, Bill? Isn't it lovely? I mean, think about it.
One of the things I think about gun control sometimes, because it's such a heavy lift in most of the country to get it, I think sometimes they throw that out at us to take our mind off everything else that they're doing. Because
water, you know, and lithium and other drugs in your city water.
That too. They got a lot of different ways to do it. Somebody sent me a link and I'm looking into this. Between my wife and I, there's one prescription, and that's for my blood pressure. And there's supposedly a more natural way I could do it, where I don't have to go to a pharmacy to. And then I'll be completely weaned off all of that stuff, trying to give up smoking altogether. The only thing, if I've got arterial blood jetting across the wall, well, I might go to a doctor.
Well, see, I'm having the same problem right now. They're talking, you know, I went and got my physical that I have to have every couple of years. My blood pressure was a little high. Well, Bill, I could figure out, I know exactly how to get my blood pressure down. Change this country, because that's what's doing it to me. It's, you know, I live healthy, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't eat crummy food, and my blood pressure's up. Well, it's, you know, it's not what it was when I was 25. It's not high. But, I'm looking at ways naturally to get it down. I'm going to start doing some deep breathing or, turn off from all of this nonsense if it were able. But I look at it like you, man. I've got 5 grandkids, 3 kids of my own, and people that I don't even know. But guess what? I care about the country that they're going to have to live in. If we don't get this straight, they're going to have to live basically in slavery, get up and go to work, eat this food, drink this water, go to bed at whatever time they tell you is your bedtime. They have mandated for me right now, 56 years old, been driving a truck for 35 years, never fallen asleep at the wheel, always worked a 12-hour day, and now, according to the National Transportation Safety Administration, or whatever the heck they call it, I got to have a half-hour break before noon. And you know what? They're not calling it, you got to take a lunch. They're calling it, you've got a mandatory half-hour rest break, which to me is, John, it's time to take your nap.
With your truck, do you have a GPS system and everything else that reports in real time what the truck's doing?
I've got onboard data recorders. They got an FA key. If I make a mad, they can turn my truck off. I mean, yeah. That's how bad it's got.
Yep,
and
yep.
But what it is the Mexicans are coming over here, and I'm not anti-Mexican. Come legally. I still don't want you driving a truck any more than I want to go drive a truck in Mexico. But they're coming over here, and they're going to have their siesta. And since they're taking their siesta, we're all one big happy family. You got to have your nap, John.
Well, they do that in Europe, too. They do that in Europe.
They're doing it in Canada now, too.
Yeah.
But it does, that half hour with like 11 million truck drivers in this country, shutting down for a half hour a day, it's 6 million man hours that the trucks are idle. What does that mean? Divide that by 60, and that's how many more truck drivers you need. So they're making jobs because I can't do my work all day long. I got to take my nap.
All right. Before I got into broadcasting, I was in the delivery business myself. I was in the route business for 20 years. I didn't do it over the road, but I drove a variety of different trucks. And, I'm all familiar with the FFL thing and the logbook thing and all the other little things that you've got to do. There's so many. When you see somebody driving down the road in a truck, folks, you can't imagine what he had to do just to crank the truck. You just can't imagine what he had to go through.
And then take into consideration, you got, and I didn't want to do it. I almost got out of it when they came out with background checks and Homeland Security and transportation workers' identification credential and words that I can barely say. And I'm wondering, how did they do this? How did America make it when Humphrey Bogart and whoever, in the old movies were driving cross country in 2 days? And no maps on dirt roads, and people were happy to see them. But now, it's safer than it's ever been. I don't know anybody that wants to work 100 hours a week. All I want to do 40, and I'm being pushed for 60. A truck driver, folks, works a week and a half for every week you work.
That's right.
So
that's
year,
right.
You work a year, they're working a year and a half.
That's it.
And we're not getting rich.
John, you stay safe, and I hope it doesn't snow on you like it is me right now.
Well, I kind of hope it does. I could use a couple of days off.
Okay, well, I hope it snows on you like it is me right now, then.
All right, take care, Bill.
Yes, sir. I'm being asked a question in the chat room. And I'm going to address that when we get back. But the question is, and this is coming from Second Right. I hope you don't mind me putting out your moniker. And I think there's a little bit of confusion with you there, Second Right. Background checks do not lead to confiscation. Registries lead to confiscation. But he's also asking me, what is our best argument to counter the reality that someone can, in fact, buy a gun at a gun show without a background check? And the first thing I want to ask you, Second Right, where did you hear that from? That's the first thing. You can answer me in the chat room. You can call in. And we can talk about it if you want to, 1-800-313-9443. And I'm also asked, is it simply that it is accepted because it's such a small percentage of overall sales? But like I said, if that's what you genuinely believe, Second Right, I'd like to know where you heard that. But I'll address every one of those things when we get back. Last time today, back to Republic Broadcasting Network, where it probably isn't snowing. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid.
Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be joined by Mike Hammonds, who's one of the legal counsels for Gun Owners of America. We're going to talk about what's going on in Connecticut and New York and in Colorado. And if we have time, maybe we'll talk about California as well. Friday, John Johnston from Ballistic Radio will be rejoining us, and we're going to talk all things Ballistic Radio because he's nothing but guns, and I like it. Real quick, as far as this gun show question, gun shows are primarily populated by FFL license holders. And the FFL license holders are bound by law. They have to run the background check. The percentage of sales that actually occurs within a gun show where there's not a background check is between private sellers. And that's a very small percentage. I see that, Magnum. And that percentage has to do with people selling their private property. There is no way to enforce a law making a private seller bound to do a background check. Indeed, when they first came out with the background check, they got rid of all the people they called the kitchen sink FFL holders because they didn't have big gun shops and everything else. They may have done most of their business in gun shows. So they took away that FFL credential from them, negating their ability to do, or in fact, by law, a need to do a background check. So the idea that you buy a gun on the internet or in a gun show without a background check is false. Private citizens may sell guns, and do, often do, very often do, sell guns to each other without a background check. Because guess what? It's a private property. You do the same thing with cars and furniture and everything else. That's just the way it is. To the phones we go. Mark in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill. I want to encourage you and your listeners to really take this seriously about what's, you know, the cabal, these evildoers behind the scenes have been at this for a long time, and they've experimented on third world countries in order to perfect the assault on America. They've fine-tuned their strategies and tactics, and a case in point is Cambodia. And I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Killing Fields, but I encourage you to watch it.
I have, Mark. Let me ask you a question.
Going
back and revisiting that, okay, which I have seen it. I've watched it in its entirety, and it is, and that's the dramatic depiction of it. I'm sure it was exponentially more horrific than we see in the movies.
Yeah.
When I look at that, then I have to say to myself, do I want to look for that here? The answer, of course, is yes, I do. I want to be watching out for that. And I know you've want. Why do you want to talk about this here?
Because it's the result of people being unarmed.
Well, yeah, it is. And we've seen that all over the place. 260 million people altogether killed by their government. Pol Pot was a very, very, very bad boy. Idi Amin liked to eat some of his people.
Well, the deal is, what happened there is that our good old dear Nixon and Kissinger decided to bomb Phnom Penh when we weren't at war at all with Phnom Penh. We weren't at war with Cambodians, but they wanted to bomb it because it was like a piece on the chessboard that they wanted to take out so that the Vietnamese wouldn't get it, supposedly. Absolutely ridiculous. I bring this up because I happen to know Cambodians, and I encourage you and your listeners to find Cambodians who live in your communities and meet them, the people that were of adult age at that time or maybe younger, because I know many, and the stories are horrific. And now here's what I'm bringing this up is right now, just recently they've had a new election, and they've had a guy in there for like 30 years, and he doesn't want to go away. The people appreciate what he's done for them, but they want somebody new. Well, guess what? He won't go away. And you know what he did? He actually turned to the people and said, look, if you guys don't settle down, we might just have Khmer Rouge number two. That's how audacious these elitists are. Anyway, that's the extreme. I don't want that kind of thing to happen, but it has happened on planet Earth. And the Cambodians are some of the most meek people you've ever met. They're very down to earth and very caring people, very compassionate. So the meek shall inherit the earth kind of thing. So I bring it up because it is a serious thing, and we need to remember these things. And it can happen here, and many Americans take for granted what they have. They take for granted. Many people who are poor here in America are still rich compared to many people in other parts of this planet. So I'm not getting on a political issue here. It's just the seriousness of this gun ownership thing. And I think that's what this whole deal means to me, is that we have the right to protect ourselves. And if they take away the guns, we could have a killing fields kind of scenario. And I don't want that to happen.
Let me get. See, you've taken the time to do the research, which is excellent. Most people will not do that. I suspect anybody listening to RBN has done that, but how many people are we talking about there? So, even if it's 10 million people a day, that's what, 1/30th of the population. That's still big listenership. So you've taken the time to educate yourself, and that's great. Okay, but once you educate yourself, okay, I saw this movie one time, The Gumball Rally. And it was when Raul Julia was still a young man, and there were some other guys in it that were nobody's ever heard of Michael Sarrazin and some other guys. And Raul Julia gets in this very high-octane sports car, which let's call that the United States. Okay? The United States, the way it was envisioned to be, was supposed to be just a no-frills, absolute performance machine. Everything was going to run. And no frills, no nothing. That's the way a republic is supposed to be. It's very limited everything as far as government's concerned. And once you get in the car and you start driving, when your goal is to win a race, Raul Julia in that movie, he rips out the rearview mirror off the car and says, "What's behind me is not important." I think it is good to sit around and look at history, because, like I said, history does predicate the future. And
it's not about that. I happen to have a friend who was about 3 years old when he was taken to the Thai border by his father. His father returned to get the rest of the family. His father never returned. You might consider this kid a child of the jungle. So that's the point. That I know people that have went through that, okay, and it's not about revisiting it and bringing all the stuff up, but it is about appreciating what we have, and that it has happened before and it could happen again, and that's what we got to stay aware of. And these bureaucrats that are and their minions are just elitist, and they don't get it. They've lost their humanity. And because that's the extreme it could go to in these cases, and they don't get it. They're giving us up inch by inch. They're compromising us all. And
I do think they get it. It's like everybody else, you know, the new normal, you know. I'll give you an example. One of the reasons they say they can't shut down the government is because of the impact on the poor, right? How bad it would affect the poor, the welfare state. And you're talking about Cambodia as an example, and I've talked about India earlier today. In the United States, most of the poor people they're talking about live in a dwelling, have two cars, air conditioning, tattoos, and TVs, and mobile phones.
Yeah, I am.
Now, in Cambodia, somebody that's poor in Cambodia carries his food around in a hollowed-out hunk of bamboo, is very happy to have what's in the hollowed-out hunk of bamboo.
Right.
They don't have running water. They've never seen electricity. They might be eaten by jungle animals, just like in India. Now, that's poor. In the United States, our version of the poor is the homeless. So, that just as a... They get it. Don't get yourself with that. Anyway, stay safe and stay warm, Mark, if you can. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Until then, remember this. Keep it close. It's never been about gun control. Never. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.